Praise the Lord. Message number 148. The title of the message, Faith, Part 5. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And let's read verse 24 to verse 28. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word to us. Use this message mightily to touch your people's life and to deliver them and to put them in a life that they will live in a true faith, with obedience, with full commitment to you. I pray in the name of Jesus that each and everyone who listens to the message will take a decision to follow you wholeheartedly, as Moses decided to do and to save you. Lord, arrange the message and put verses and statements on my lips to declare it to your people in the way that you want it. We thank you and we praise you. That's all we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen and amen. The childhood of Moses was accompanied by many threats. The edict of Pharaoh to kill every male born by throwing them into the Nile. Moses was thrown in the Nile, but he escaped the Nile. His parents, they put him in a basket. He was able to escape the crocodiles of the Nile. And God make a way that he would be snatched from the water. And that is the meaning of the name of Moses, that I drew him and that I drew him out of the water. And he found himself to be grown up in Pharaoh's palace. The daughter of Pharaoh was taking care of all his needs. She paid his mother to nurse him for her. And Exodus chapter 2 verse 10 say, when the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water. Now, we spoke about all the dangers that Moses has passed through while he was child, and how his parents, they were two divides, worker of God who did their best to protect their child. And now what we can see here, there is another thing that Moses is in danger of. But he say here in Exodus chapter 2 verse 10, When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. Moses became the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And what is wrong in that? No, I am seeing good things in it. I am seeing that there are many privileges. From her, he is receiving wealth, receiving treasures. And the Bible speaks about the treasures of Egypt. There's authority. He has being the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. He can be the king also. He can get a high position in the government. There is honor, so much with it. And there's also pleasure, food, drinks, entertainment, all the things that he desires. It can be available and at his disposal. But the parents who protect their child, so the child, when he will grow old and become a man, he will serve God. God reward that those parents. Rewarded the parents and the family of Moses. He did not allow Moses to continue to be the son of Pharaoh's daughter. The Bible tells us that he refused. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Oh, some people, they say he's crazy. Why? He will do like that. It's so much a blessing. Money, power, authority. He can get a good job, good position. Even he can be the king one day. Who knows? Now, let me tell you something. We need to put God first. You know, the riches of Pharaoh's daughter, the honor, the prestige, the power, the pleasure, was not from God. You know, even devil can give us things and material things, and as he said to Jesus, I'll give you all these things, but come and worship me. And the Lord said to him, worship the Lord your God and serve him. Moses realized that even in the midst of all these privileges, he cannot serve God. He cannot follow God. He cannot lead people to God. So what he decided? No one forced him, no one pushed him. He refused. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He's the son of whom? He's the son of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Levi. That is his descendants. That is his name. The people of God. He does not want to be away from the people of God. He does not want to be away from the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Levi. That's why he refused. There are certain times, material things, power, honor, authority, you may get, but as long as these things will bring you away from God, you need to refuse them. Like Daniel, when he refused the beautiful things, the beautiful food that the king of Babylon had assigned to him and to the three other men who were with Daniel, who refused to make themselves unclean, who refuse to defile themselves with the pleasures of the king. Same Moses. He refused to be called, I don't like to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Yes, I know there's a good money in it, there's power, there's good position, but I am living an unclean life. I don't like to continue this way. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. The pleasures of sin. Not only one pleasure, many pleasures. Stomach pleasures, sexual pleasures, eye pleasures, mind pleasures, showing off and to be famous, and pride and power, and the ledgers and the pleasures, emotional and sensual pleasures. There are many things. It will give a short-term pleasures, a short-term enjoyment, but will bring you into a curse. What then you choose? You're going to choose women, drink, food, gifts, entertainment, fun, games, sports, trips, entertainment, experiences, and forget all about God and what God had called you to do? Did God save Moses' life in order that he will enjoy the pleasure of Pharaoh, the pleasure of the sin at Egypt? No, by no way. God had a purpose and a plan for Moses to do. Therefore, Moses decided himself, and God had called you today to decide by yourself to refuse the pleasure of sin. I'd rather to be with the people of God, even mistreated, slave, underpaid, injustice, and I will not stand with the wicked. One day in the house of the Lord. Rather, 10,000 days in the tent of the wicked. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. I don't want anything from Satan, from the world. Even if I am deprived of my right, I will still overcome temptation. I'm looking for my reward. Every time you deny yourself for Christ, anytime you decided to receive the disgrace and to suffer for sake of Christ, there is a reward in store for you in heaven. If you will not receive it on earth, you will receive it in heaven. If you will not get our reward on earth, and what is due on us, what is due for us, the Lord had kept it for us in the heavens. And therefore, we leave the comfort zone, willing to suffer for Christ and his mission, willing to even become poor, to suffer disgrace, leaving positions, leaving treasures, leaving positions, leaving authority, leaving honor, and be willing to be dishonored, to become poor, to be mistreated, to be under injustice, but not willing to forsake the reward that Jesus had kept for us in the heavens. We are looking forward to our reward. We are looking forward to Jerusalem that is coming down from heaven when the Lord will come and take us. We will live with Him forever in the new Jerusalem. He denied Himself. You know, when Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, when the Lord says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciples. Moses, he hated his own life. He was in a palace, everything available, but for sake of Christ, he hated. You know that? His life, the style of his life, and the outcome of that life, being there, in that palace, being there with the daughter of Pharaoh, being there with Pharaoh, being there away from the people of God, will not help in the mission of the Lord. Will not make him the fruitful person that God had given him birth for a purpose. Therefore, he decided to leave that place and be willing to associate it with God's people. Every time we suffer, we are living in hope and expectation of reward that we will receive from the Lord, either on earth or in heaven. He forsake Egypt. He left Egypt. You know, Moses did not commit a murder. He was trying to do justice. He was not afraid because he killed somebody. No, he decided to rebel against Pharaoh and against the worldliness and against Manuel to be called the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. He decided already to rebel. He decided in his heart, that is not my place. I am not called to be part of those people. I am called to be part of the people of God. Therefore, he decided, by faith he left Egypt. He knew that Pharaoh will kill him. Not feeling the king's anger. Even Pharaoh get angry, even the daughter of Pharaoh who spent on me will get angry. But I don't want the Lord will get angry with me. I need to obey God. He left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered, was willing to suffer. He went to live in the desert 40 years as a shepherd, a highly educated person. A person who is very rich. He was willing to live in poverty, to live in the desert, to be as a shepherd, to marry a simple woman, to suffer 40 years, because he was able to see Jesus. Because he saw him who is invisible. He saw Christ. He saw the suffering of Christ. He saw how God had prepared for him the good plan to live with God forever in the heavenlies. When you forsake the world and the sin and the woman and the wine and the pleasures and the love of money and the position and the parties and the celebration and the show off, you are not losing, you are gaining. You are gaining the heavenly things, the spiritual gifts, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the reward in heaven, the new Jerusalem that the Lord has prepared for us to live with Him forever. By faith He kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, the Lord's Supper. Which day we are eligible to be part of the Lord's Supper? When we are willing to do and we are doing the same what Moses did. He left the world and was willing to follow Christ and to serve Him and to do His will. By faith He kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. What Moses did was the right things, right decision. He saw very well how God brought judgment on Egypt and on Pharaoh and his family and his children and his official and the whole Egyptian. Escape the destroyer, the angel of death that God sent on those who wicked. Will you keep yourself in sin? Will you continue to stay in the flesh, or you do what Moses did and get saved and lead others into His kingdom? Will you have the faith that will bring obedience in your life? I pray that this message will touch your heart and get delivered and be set free and escape, move out from sin, worldliness, and join with us, the people of God, the Church of God, serving Him, willingly to suffer on earth, waiting and looking for our rewards that the Lord had bestowed on us. We will receive it on earth or later on in the heaven, as we will be with Christ forever. Oh God, I pray that the message that you sent will touch, and sure will touch people and change them and transform them. I pray in the name of Jesus that many get delivered, to be set free and fully obey you and walk in your ways and do as Moses did and get saved and lead others into your ways and your steps. Oh Lord, take the message and make it reach those who are waiting to hear your word. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, oh God. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Christ's name. Amen and amen.